This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As college students pack their stuff for move-in day and they and their parents write the tuition checks, let's talk about a different way to pay for this. What about tying what you owe for your college costs to what you earn when you get out? Income share agreements, they're called. They come in many forms, and Congress could soon bring some order to the system. Alana Dunnigan is head of the Clayton Christensen Institute's Higher Education Research Team. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
What about this income sharing agreements? How do they work?
So an income share allows students to fund today's educational opportunities in exchange for a fixed percentage of tomorrow's income. So if you make more money, you pay more money. And if you make less, you pay less.
So if you're an English major, you pay a couple of percentage points of your income in the first years that you're out?
Yeah, and different programs work in different ways. So at some schools, the percentage will vary by your major. At other schools, the percentage is fixed, but you may pay for a longer or shorter time, depending on the program, how much you borrow, what you're majoring in.
So like if you come out with a fancy CS degree, computer science, which is potentially quite lucrative, you might pay a higher percentage?
You'd probably pay a lower percentage because people would expect that you would make more when you're out of school. And what's interesting about that is it gives the school an incentive to make sure you do really well after college. Right now, we pay schools to enroll students, and no surprise, the admissions office is a lot bigger than the career services office. If we start paying schools for student outcomes, we might see more investment in helping students get good jobs.
And would the monthly payments be lower, or it's more about what if your early jobs don't pay you enough to pay back your loans?
So on average, I don't think we should expect that income share agreements would be cheaper than loans, but I think we should expect that they're less risky for students. Meaning that if a student finds themselves in a situation where they're not able to find a good job, they're not making a lot of money after college, in a traditional loan, they'll still make payments on their loan. In an income share, if you fall below a minimum threshold, you won't pay at all. And it eliminates that downside risk for students where you're still on the hook for paying for an educational opportunity that didn't pay off for you.
There is legislation in the U.S. Senate that would do what?
The most important thing that this legislation would do is fit income share agreements in to the existing legal and regulatory framework that we have around things like paying taxes, declaring bankruptcy, consumer lending, credit protection. Income share agreements aren't currently illegal, but they're just sort of legally unclear at the moment. We don't know how they fit into these, you know, existing legal frameworks that we have.
Alana Dunnigan is head of the Clayton Christensen Institute's Higher Education Research Team. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you.